This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Hope you had a friggin' great Easter.
Oh, that's nice and perky of you, Mick.
It's a good way to start our first day back. What did we miss? We're going to get you to give us a call. Fill us in, the big stories that occurred while we were away.
And so much has happened while being away.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll fill you in on that. I've got other stories you might have missed specifically, Mick.
Okay, well, I look forward to being educated, schooled by one Jane Kennedy.
That
would
be good. I shall do that.
We're going to put the cricket furore up on blocks and have a good look at that.
It's not going anywhere still.
It's not going anywhere, and there was a couple of interesting developments over the course of the Easter weekend.
You may notice I've got lipstick on.
Okay, why would that be?
Because James Rain's
gone. Look out,
James Rain. You're in mortal danger.
Not
that
bad.
You could be pecked to death by my co-host.
No, he's going to sing live for us here on Kennedy Molloy.
Classic.
We can't wait.
We cannot wait. We've got a couple of very good guests as well as him. We've got Tom Gleeson coming
in. From Hard Quiz.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
And he's got his new show up for the Comedy Festival. McCoy gets released.
The day's arrived.
There's one coming down the pike today. Whoa. I've seen it. I like it. There's one. It's travelling. It's on the way to the studio as we speak.
We've got an armour guard truck. Seriously, I'm not kidding. With the loot. And, I'm being very forgiving because there's no Jane coin, is there?
There's no Jane coin.
Stupid Mick coin.
Play your cards right. You might get a Mick coin.
Oh, lucky me.
We're going to take all your calls, your tweets, and much, much more. All this happening on today's big program. Yep. But first, I have to say hello, Jane. Hello, Dave.
Mick and Jane.
How was your Easter,
Mick? I'm sorry, Dave.
My Easter.
We're a bit rusty today.
We are.
I was actually working yesterday. I was on air. I was on the Wheels of Steel.
Doing what?
You seem a bit aggressive, actually. So just calm down.
What are you doing?
I was on air. I was playing some music for Easter Monday.
I did hear you. I was driving along.
I saw your Instagram story with your giant dog.
Yes, I have a little story of a dog with its at the window. You know, when the wind's blowing in there. Yeah.
Very cute.
I've told you why dogs do that, haven't I?
Why?
Right, because it's like dog's sense of smell. Is incredibly intense.
Yes.
So if a dog sticks its head out the window, it's like doing drugs.
Yeah, well,
all the sense of problems just go whooshka, straight up the snores. They're going, oh, baby.
She looked like she was on crack, actually.
They're on crack. Dogs, that's why dogs in the back of the ute or dogs with their head out the window, if it looks cute, that dog is on crack.
Getting their fix.
The equivalent of crack. How was your...
My weekend was good. What do we do? Also, what are the things I love? You know, I love two things in life.
I'll have a go at one of them, Chardonnay.
Well, there you go.
Bang.
And the other one's dogs, as we've just spoken about. So I thought, how do I combine the two, dogs and wine?
You got your put some Chardonnay in the dog's bowl.
I said to the family, we're going on a Sunday Easter drive.
To where?
Well, I looked up on the web and there's a winery that will let dogs go.
Really?
That's my dream come true.
So we were talking about doggy restaurants and cat restaurants. Yeah. You found a dog winery.
Well, yeah, actually, and technically it wasn't a winery, but they did have wine there. It was a...
moonshine?
No.
What?
Olive grove. I thought, that'll do. At least it gets out of the house. So we all jump in the car and we drive to this olive grove and we rock up because I thought, oh, no, olive grove. Everyone's going to the wineries. No one will be here. So anyway, there's 5,000 people there.
Why are they the
and about 3,000 flipping dogs on lead. So I went, oh, look, leave it with me. We all, you know, we've got quite a few kids and we get out of the car with the dog and it's a sunny day. Go down to the lady. I said, oh, look, we'd just like a table. She goes, terrific. Welcome. Welcome along. Would you like a table outside? I said, actually, that'd be brilliant because we've got a dog with us. That'd be fantastic. She said, fine. And I gave him the name and a number, phone number to wait. And she said, take this tag with you and just sit on the grass.
Yep.
I said, how long will that be? She said, about 1:50. Sorry, 1:50. I said, an hour and 50 minutes to wait? And she said, yes, we're a bit busy today. And I looked at everyone. I said, do you want to wait for 2 hours for a table? They said, no.
Yeah.
And that was the end of our Sunday drive. So we got back in the car and we went to the milk bar and got a milkshake.
Oh, good stuff. I like it.
Yeah?
It's exciting.
Well, it wasn't for me and I didn't get a wine after all that.
Well, so you played it all wrong.
How about you?
Well, I watched 8 games of football in a pub life. That's what I did.
That's what you did on your long
weekend.
I went
to the pub to watch football. Yeah. I watched every game. You know why? Mm-hmm. It's what Jesus would have wanted.
Well,
it's
I
what
would
Jesus
have
would have said, Mick.
Right.
It's my weekend. I want you to go down the pub, sit in the front bar, drink beer, and watch football.
Well, Jesus was a good man.
And Jesus was a good
and very understanding. And I think, yeah, I think you're right. And did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was great fun. And then I went home and watched the cricket at night. So I'd watch that at home. You know what I was thinking, watching the cricket?
What?
Now would be a really good time to tamper with the ball.
Now?
Why? Because they wouldn't be expecting it.
That's the point.
So you know what I'm talking about.
When there's a robbery or something, or when there's a hijacking.
Or when the lightning strikes, you go, well, now's a good time. I'm not going to get struck by lightning. If Australia should get out there in this innings, get the sandpaper out and give it a...
People weren't happy with the South Africans, were they, playing on?
They weren't. Can I say this? We're going to talk about the cricket in just a minute.
We are.
But I also want to talk about... What did you do just quickly, Dave?
Easter egg hunt and on the radio. So
an Easter egg hunt?
What?
What? For who?
My kids.
Your kids? Did you do an Easter egg hunt?
Reluctantly.
Yeah.
I thought I'm over all that.
Me too, actually.
I can't wait. I had an Easter egg hunt. It was all day laying little Easter eggs. Next half day laying the little bear traps. My boys are right.
A bit of fun.
My boys are right in the zone.
Are you trying to toughen them up?
Do you know? You know what I thought?
What?
I can't wait to drop the bombshell.
Just
because
they're
so happy. They're so happy.
The car,
right, they're so happy right now.
We should give a warning.
Dad's this. They're making up Easter egg songs and bunny songs.
As they should. If any kids are in the car.
Yeah.
When the moment comes to drop the boom, I'd like to do it, and I'd like it to be soon.
Oh,
okay, fellas, come and sit down. I want to tell you a story about the so-called Easter bunny.
Did we not discuss in the office giving a warning out about this?
And don't get me started on Santa, boys. Do not get me started on Santa. Give us a call. What happened over Easter?
So
we need
much
to know.
News. We've got things to talk about.
Let's start with the cricket, though. We'll come back and talk a bit about
that.
All right, that's coming up. And by the way, the Armaguard crew are about to leave headquarters.
There we go.
On their way.
With their Mick coin.
First Mick coin ever soon.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, which is probably why the show's called Kennedy Malloy. That's just my best guess.
With Mick coin on its way. Stand by for that a little later. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
We can't give you the route of the Armaguard van way to here because we know that could be knocked off. You've all heard of the great bookie robbery.
Yep.
It's the great Mickey robbery.
Yes. Honestly.
There's Mick coin in there.
Really?
We can't. We can't. This is valuable cargo.
Have we described what these coins are like? Do we do that
now? It's a coin. It's a coin.
It's got your head on it.
It's got my head on it, looking like a Roman senator, looking like Julius Caesar with
your
a laurel
wreath. Your words.
And on the back, a dick and balls, which is covered up with a fig leaf.
And again, your words, not mine. And they're not. It's not.
No.
Oh, it hasn't been modelled on you, has it?
No, I think you'll find it has.
Well, I wouldn't know.
Well, I sat for it. It's my coin.
How awkward.
It's gold plated.
Yeah. Hey, there was three cricket press conferences on over the long weekend.
I was in Adelaide when these dropped. Yeah. I was over there watching football. Yeah. I subsequently caught up with them and they were shocking in each and every way.
Okay, so shocking to you. The first one that I saw was Stephen Smith's one,
yeah,
which was distressing for me, especially the fact his dad was there, and when his dad touched his shoulder, I was gone. I was gone the bub. And I understand why, because it was devastating and it seemed incredibly apologetic.
A genuinely remorseful man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very difficult to watch. Then,
and you could see even in the response of the press corps there, they seemed genuinely affectionate towards him.
Yes.
And there was a camaraderie and support for him after his press conference.
Yes. Then I think Cameron Bancroft's was later on in Perth that night.
Yeah.
Again, that was held at the WACA, I believe.
Yes.
So again, it was quite subdued.
Yep.
And he, again, remorseful, abundantly
sure.
so.
Yeah.
Then we had an quite extraordinary press conference, I think, from Dave Warner. First of all, it was at a luxury hotel, which is very different. So it seems to me that first instance, I liked the fact that the others were at a cricket ground or at the airport.
Just get this out of the way. Take our medicine.
Yes.
Let's go.
Now, I honestly believed when Dave was talking, he did seem incredibly remorseful as well. The issue seems to have been over the weekend, and according to a lot of people, it felt like he had learnt a press release. It didn't feel natural, and he was purporting to... he was saying the same lines over and over again.
He was coached.
That's what it felt like.
Well, it was a PR.
Felt like it was a media coaching.
Here's what I think the difference is. He is treating this as a PR exercise rather than an ethical issue that he has to confront. as a person who is answerable for something he's done. He's looked at this and gone, I might suffer in a business sense here. I need to make sure I get it. Now, when you cut to, what's her face?
Roxy Jacinco.
When you see Roxy Jacinco with her arm around Candice
Warner.
I know this is a PR exercise. You may as well have Max Markson sitting there going, we can either make you some money here, don't answer the questions. Every ounce of genuine emotion to me is lost when you consider that you can PR your way rather than confronting the brutal truth of what you've done, which is a mea culpa, throw yourself at the mercy of the court and go, this is what I did. I'm incredibly sorry.
It felt the wrong rein to pull, and it felt the wrong, even though Roxy might be a friend of Candice's, it was the wrong image
look.
To have her there because people are going to be cynical about it.
We
fair
are managing
enough.
This. It's a PR
and it shouldn't
exercise.
Be. It should have been stripped back to
I'm
what
not going
it
to
was.
Answer these questions because I might still reserve my right to sue. Hang on a second.
That was
dreadful. You're not getting the point here. The point here is you've just shamed an entire nation through your actions. Forget the hoopla. Forget. It seems to me he's more worried about possibly $10 million worth of damage
The latest reports are is that he didn't answer those questions. He was deliberately, and I'm just saying this is what I'm reading, because I've literally can't get enough of this. I've read every article that there has been. But the latest
You're quite
news
ghoulish.
Was,
you're like
I'm
a
not
vulture.
Ghoulish.
You are
I'm
a vulture.
Not a vulture. I'm
smell,
trying to get the facts
when
right.
You smell smell no. blood, you are...
You are
you
shocking.
Are
stop that.
On the,
stop
on,
it.
On the perch.
I am fascinated by the workings of how they're now going to proceed with this because they've got till April 11 to appeal. Now, you'd have to be barking mad, wouldn't you, to appeal? Why would any of the boys do that?
Well, I totally agree
don't,
with you.
Do not. This is my advice. If anyone's in the car listening and driving, if Dave's driving around right now, mate, don't do it is my advice. Who am I? But never mind.
What did Candice Warner say about the Easter Bunny? I think this is my favourite clip of the week.
So she said she was in tears. She said her daughters were very upset. They said, why are you crying, Mummy? And she says, I had to make an excuse. And I was like, well, because, you know, I spoke to the Easter Bunny and he's not coming.
Oh,
Wooshka.
Dude.
Oh, God. No, don't say that to her little
kids.
Hang
on a second.
The Easter Bunny can go to 7-Eleven next door to where the press conference is being held.
Roxy Jacinco can go across the road and pick you up an egg and bring it back and put it under the friggin' pillow.
Totally.
Why would you say that to your children?
Why would you upset kids like that?
Why are we supposed to go?
All right, well, then people are saying that's because there's just a state of her mind.
Then
she
told her kid Sandra had been hit by a car and that the Tooth Fairy's a real mole.
She may as well have.
She might give you an IOU, but that's about it.
Why would you do that?
God,
I don't
Lord.
Know. Okay.
What is
so
wrong with the world?
Here's what we're solving.
What is happening?
First of all, no one's to appeal. Because that would
do
be
not
dumb.
Appeal.
Also, they're suggesting that Dave's going to do like $1 million interview
that
or something
be a
like
good
that.
Look.
Do not do that and don't buy
do
it anyone.
Get rid
Silly
of your
move.
PR company and stand out and genuinely acknowledge that what you've done is terrible and that you would like to somehow make it up to the game
and just be a bit
and
humble.
The public of Australia.
And be cool about it. Right. Okay, there you go.
All right.
That's a
Kennedy Malloy PR company.
I've put my.
I've just given you. You smell
That's
blood.
Impressive.
When you smell blood in the water,
you are
you
shocking.
Are incredible.
How dare
the way you?
How dare you?
Hey, there's more stories. There's more stories. Oh, look out! I've lost you. James Rhodes just turned up. And
I know. I'm just
focus, James.
Hi, James.
Yeah. You're out there. All right, you behave yourself.
Well,
we will
you
be back
yourself.
Now. We want to know more stories that happened while
Lots
we're away.
Lots of things happened.
That was the big one. 1-333-353.
Yeah, get involved, and you can also get us on all the socials on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Tell us what's caught your eye while
I've
over
got a
the
couple.
Last. Have
all
you?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. After this. I'm interested.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
I've just been given some important information from Armaguard. 35 minutes away from the studios here with the Mitcoins on board.
Are you tracking them?
Yes,
yeah, I've got
they're
the tracker.
Armed. They're called Armaguard.
Well,
they
we shouldn't
are
be
armed.
Telling them this information. What if they're held up?
These people normally drop off the Brownlow, the Daily M, the Logies, I'm sure something else of value. I don't know.
Your pay.
Yeah, that's right. Wads of cash. Anyway, it's on its way here, and in the second hour, we'll be asking you, what are you prepared to trade
exchange.
Or exchange?
You can get one. There's 100 coins minted, and I'm giving them out, but for goods and services, so you have to Tell me what you're prepared to pay for one of my coins.
Wow. Right. Okay.
And that's the currency. Yeah. In the meantime, we're talking 133353 about stuff that happened while we're away. Can I rifle through a couple quickly?
Go ahead, Mickey.
Stephen Hawking, they had his funeral.
Yes,
finally.
Yeah.
It was very good. And very good turnout when you consider there weren't any strippers there, which is generally we know how you get. Well, it's the Chinese
way. We know that's how the Chinese get people to turn up to them.
The best funeral I ever went to? It was a guy called Leo Brooks. Mm-hmm. He lived across the road from me, and I think it's fair to say Leo had a few underworld connections
in
his day. He was a lovely old gent
yes.
who passed away at about the age of 80, and his funeral was full of very colourful characters, including the priest, who, and this is the funniest thing I've ever seen, and this is him during the course of the ceremony. So let's consider he was Irish mm-hmm. and lived in Carlton. So mm-hmm. there was
quite traditional.
There was families from all kinds
of yes.
areas of the community involved. Yes. And he stood up there and he said, "We're gathered here today for the passing of Leo Brooks. And can I just say, correct weight, Randwick.
What?
I guarantee you he gave out the racing results in the middle of the ceremony.
Crazy.
That's funny.
That's how I want to go.
That's a good funeral.
And he was a Carlton Life member, so they had a draped across the thing. Donald Trump. Quickly,
yes.
Donald Trump. What? Guess who met with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago?
Was it a Playboy bunny?
Oh.
Another one? No. Who else could it be?
Don King.
Of course.
Oh, close.
Just when you think, who's he taking advice from now?
Another buffoon.
Don King.
Oh,
what? What? Hulk Hogan wasn't available?
Yes.
Captain Feathersword couldn't make it. I'm going to meet with Don King. What do you reckon they were talking? Hairstyles?
I had no idea that he was still alive.
No.
Even.
They killed a man, I think, didn't he, Don King?
Did he?
Wasn't he charged with manslaughter
allegedly.
At one stage?
Yes, allegedly.
Anyway, there
that,
you
right?
go. The
That's
Chinese space station fell,
oh,
out
I saw that.
Fell out of the sky.
It was flying out of control.
Do you know why?
Why?
It was made in China.
Oh, that's funny. That and is, racist.
And racist. Oh, well, you know, the astronaut was Asian, so I'm guessing that's why.
Well, you might as well have gone the whole
way. Crashed into the ocean.
Give us
I'm
a
not
call.
Done. Still, I've got a couple of others I'll come back with.
Yeah.
Hey, what Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, yes. He had a bit of a
Arnold Schwarzenegger had a heart attack, had emergency surgery, and they reckon he nearly died. And I was sitting there imagining him with his life flashing before his eyes.
Yeah.
And it would have been really, really good till it got up to daddy daycare. And then he would have gone, ah.
No, you're not counting twins?
Twins.
That was another dip.
That'll be worse for Danny DeVito than it ever is for him. What about this royal wedding? Now, royal wedding, big news. They've picked the florist.
They have.
She's not English. It's
not another American.
No, it's American.
Oh. Living in London, feeding off the British.
It? So that's, you were telling me that's what?
Well, she's got the cake is being made by Violet Bakery, which is an American girl, Claire Patak. She's American.
Right.
The dress, they haven't come out.
I haven't
the dress could be Aussie.
But
actually.
Now it's all American.
All American.
We know who's making. We know who's making the wedding plans. We know who's asleep at the wheel, going, just get it done.
And
you know who's making the plans.
Yes, yeah, she's.
Why would
like
you need
that.
A florist? Why wouldn't they just have kept all those flowers that were left out for
don't
Princess
you
Di
know.
Out the front of Kensington
that
Palace?
Where you were heading with
and
this.
Give them back.
Right. What's, yeah.
Oh, good for
no,
something,
don't you? Don't you bring Princess Diana out to me? No,
too soon.
It's never too soon. It's never too far.
Yeah, too soon. Oh, what? I'm the bad guy.
I'm not laughing.
All
of a sudden. Hysteric at that.
All right. What
Dave,
about the,
put
what
yourself together.
Sorry, guys, what about funny. The baby formula riot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just see the baby formula. All this baby formula, which goes back to China.
Yep. Oh, you're in your China case again. Well, my apologies to our Chinese listeners.
Good afternoon.
Listening. Dave, you're listening. Concentrate while you're driving. Now, listen. I've got my producers
you cannot
going.
Say that.
Hey,
tell me about the baby formula.
Well,
so
the
interested
baby formula,
in me.
Because they're turning up and sending it all back to China.
Why?
For big coin because baby formula is worth a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of money. So they're turning it into a lucrative business. And I'm thinking, well, this would be good for women who are actually breastfeeding. No. Why don't you go to China?
What?
And get 8 of the little kitties to honk on at the one time, like little piglets.
Is this what you've been thinking about at the pub over the long weekend, honestly?
Imagine going there and just having 8 little Chinese kitties honking onto one boob. Like
you're
like
making
piglets.
It look appealing.
But there's a couple of grand. Just tapping up a keg.
No.
Very entrepreneurial of you there, Mick.
Am
I
the only one?
No, really quite twisted, and you seriously have been honking on too many beers at the pub watching too much footy.
Well, speaking of which, what about the guy who did a bar tab runner? The guy, this is my favourite story, my crime story. The guy who's been going berserk in New York, and he's been running at big bar tabs
yeah.
and running off. And he ordered a drink
yeah.
that cost $1,642.
Jesus.
Drank it and ran out.
A drink?
Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing he was at the at an AFL game.
Yeah, that's right.
I wonder where you were.
How is that?
What?
Hey, this guy's the new Robin Hood.
That's ridiculous.
This guy is the new Scarlet Pimpernel.
Well, that's weird.
Right.
I'll tell you what else is weird. This is one other thing. We'll just quickly finish up with one more.
Yeah.
Do you know the latest craze is? You know how kids were taking pods, washing pods?
Yeah.
And snorting it?
Yeah. Tide pods?
Yeah, guess what the latest craze is? Please don't try this at home. Snorting condoms. So what you do is you put a condom up your nose and then you pull it out your mouth.
Yeah.
And you film yourself doing it. Isn't that impressive?
That's a good bit of foreplay, I would have thought. Hello, girls. Check me out.
I wouldn't have thought so. That's what our world's become. Yeah. That's what our young people are training to do.
They're tomorrow's captains of industry.
Good times.
I like it. 1-3-3-5-3. We're not done here yet. Give us a call.
Your new way to drive home. Malloy.
The arrival of Mitcoin soon. Yeah. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy around
this
Australia.
This is the brave new face of the world economy. Forget your cryptocurrencies. You know why the S&P, what's it called?
Dow Jones.
Dow Jones is down 500
points. Oh, it's gone nuts today.
It's gone nuts.
Oh, I know, yeah.
It's crapped itself.
Oh.
Because Mitcoin's coming to town.
The Winklevoss twins have been on the phone. George Soros has left me 20 messages. I refuse to return. You, mate, get in line like everyone else, mate. Think of what it is you want to swap, goods and services wise, for one of my 100 minted coins.
You're standing a bit taller today. Mm. You've got a bit of a strut.
Yeah,
it's good. A swagger, actually.
It is.
Well, that's just normal.
Sort of Warren Buffett look about today.
Hey, don't tell me about Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett's an idiot.
Oh,
if he wants to ring me up for a bit of a financial advice, feel free.
He'll be listening to
You've
this.
You've got my number, Buffett. Hey, we're talking about the royal wedding.
Yeah.
You know, the wedding, and they've just gone out and got a florist.
Yeah.
It's got me thinking, do you remember when this doesn't happen anymore. Do you remember the old days when you'd be out for dinner and those women used to come around?
Oh, with the roses in the basket.
The roses in the basket and go, would you like to buy a rose?
Oh, the most awkward, embarrassing moment
of
everyone's
life. Well, it was. They'd try and find someone who was out on a date and go up and embarrass or shame said gentleman into going, would you like to...
Did you ever buy one of those for any ladies?
No, I said, no, thank you. I'll take a dinger if you've got one.
Again, I suggest I might know why you're single.
Would you have, if you were out for a date and someone bought you one of those flowers, what would you do?
I'd say thank you. I'd be polite about it. I wouldn't push for it because they're usually a carnation and they suck.
And they're a bit exy too.
Oh, yeah. Overpriced.
Not really.
Come on.
I'll tell you what I was struck by.
What's it?
They were never like hot kind of chicks. Passing around, were they? What was that all about? You know
about
what I reckon
I mean,
it was?
You'd mentally undress them.
Anyway.
Why? Why wouldn't they be good-looking women? To make your girl look better.
Yes.
Oh.
And that's why you want to give her a rose, don't you think? Is that just me?
You just take one off her because you feel sorry for her.
Yeah. Or buy her one.
Here's one for you.
Oh, no.
Oh, geez. There you go. You know the best wedding?
About?
Did I tell you the best wedding I ever went to?
No.
It was in Vanuatu.
Yeah.
It was in Vanuatu and it was an absolute ripper.
Mm.
So what happens is all the women stand around in waist-high water naked. So you've got, you can see
honestly,
their breath.
Honestly, yes.
No, listen, I don't make up the rules, okay? This is the wedding. So everyone's naked in waist-high water.
Yeah.
And they're throwing like frangipani petals
over
the bride.
Yep.
And you're going, this is great, where's the groom? Mm. And then all you hear... is boom, 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 and from a neighbouring island, the guys row over in canoes.
Is this
with
like
drums,
in the 12th century?
And they pick her up, pop her in the boat, and then drive off, and you just hear, you see it disappear with the sounds of drums. Boom, boom, boom.
You are so happy. Is this like your dream wedding?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Oh, we'll arrange it.
What happens to the people that are half naked in the water?
What happened to all those chicks?
Trust me.
They were well sorted. For God's sakes.
And we're back.
What's going on? Hey, we're back.
Yes.
Hey, let's check in.
Why are we talking about weddings?
I don't know. Well, because the royal wedding was on.
Oh, that's
and you
right.
You were banging on about it. I don't know. Hey, Dan, what happened while we were away, mate?
Yeah, g'day. How you going?
Good. What happened, mate?
There was some big news to sort of start the Easter break.
What was that?
And that was Richmond going down by 36 points.
Get off the line, Dan.
And Dan wins a prize.
Yes.
Thanks, Dan. Oh,
they were good,
Mickey.
The Tigers. Don't you worry about that. They'll be back.
Didn't come home with the goods for you, mate.
Oh, okay. Gone, mate. Right, yeah. Hey, Dan, get off. Corey, what's going
Hi,
on, mate?
Corey.
What happened while we were away?
How are you, guys? I'm not sure if you heard about up in Queensland, there was a hit and run. A police officer was just doing a radar speed check.
Mm-hmm.
He got cleaned up by a young kid. Oh. He's all right. He's in hospital, but
yeah.
He survived. And the police caught the genius because he bragged about it on social media.
Oh, there you go.
That's
I like a happy ending.
Me too.
That's a good one.
Well, what enough.
What an idiot. What about the guy? So I think we're also up in Queensland. The guy who's there's a red light camera and he set it on fire. He drilled into it and set it on fire.
Oh, because he thought he might stop the camera from
going. Yeah. But the bad news for this guy is that it's immediately uploaded the footage, so it's already there.
Luck.
And they realise now it would have been someone who'd been busted on that red light camera. So they're now sifting through the photos, which remain, looking for someone who's
approaching a red light camera to set it on fire. So idiot. There's a story been going around that we don't know whether it's fair income or not, but you'll probably see it on the news tonight. A guy went to Macca's drive-through.
Oh, yeah.
Comes home and opens up his order, and it's not the correct order. And his daughter goes, "Where are my nuggets?" God, do I not hear that every 10 minutes around my house?
And or hear at work.
Or hear at work. Well, you know what's happened before when you don't get the right order?
Oh,
and he goes, "Look, I can't be bothered driving back. We're home now. Well, let's just eat this order." Next minute, well, actually about 3 hours later, the coppers knock on his door and claim that they've got the number plate from the vehicle and said, "You are not only going to be charged with stealing food that's not yours, but we're going to fine you over $300.
Oh.
So this guy's all over the media today, but it smells a bit fishy to me. And I think there's a little bit more to it. I think he might have been filming some McDonald's staff before he left the drive-in and might have been giving them a bit of curry, but you'll just see that splash. But I know that feeling when you've got five kids staring at you and go, "Where's my small fries?"
Yeah. You take that order. Unless it included hot apple pie.
Oh,
then you send it back.
Fillet of fish. See ya.
Get that down to forensic.
They still make those.
I don't know. Fillet of fish, yeah, of course.
Really?
Hot apple pies are the best.
They are the best.
What's wrong with you?
Five?
When they're really hot too, they just burn the inside of your mouth.
Could knock someone out with one of those. Be used. You could use that on home invasion. Donk! Just stand behind the door. Hit him on the head with it. Hot apple pie.
All right, look, Sam, I've got some news actually coming up.
Hey,
and it's news I think that might have escaped your attention, Mick.
All right.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Now, here's Jane Kennedy with all the news Mick might have missed. The news Mick missed.
Wow. Okay, let's start at the top.
Well, boy, is that your voice, Dad?
I was waiting for you to
say
something.
What have you done, mate? What happened to Lee Simon?
Lee Simon is sick today, so he's not here. And Marshy, said, "Mate, can you do like a show busy kind of opener for Mick and Jane?" And I wasn't real happy with that, to be honest. But anyway.
Oh, you were happy. You tried very hard there. You don't want Lee to succeed, do you?
I'm not trying to white hat the great
he's
Lee
He's probably
Simon.
Tied Lee up at home so he could do that. Someone go around and check Lee Simon's house.
I have the utmost respect for Lee.
Okay, let me get on with
it. What?
Channing Tatum. You know who Channing Tatum is, Mick?
I love her.
Jesus. Channing Tatum's a man
for
a start.
Good.
And Jenna Dewan have announced their shock split.
That's a chick.
Jenna is a chick.
So they've split.
They've split.
Have they?
They've been married for 8 years. You know, Channing Tatum
is
what's
he do?
He's the guy in Magic Mike who does the strip, you know, to the song My Pony.
Which, by the way.
Let's ride it on my.
What are you doing?
It's a really good strip song.
You're embarrassing yourself. You know Magic Mike?
Yeah.
Based on my movie, Magic Mick.
Oh, my God.
Which is a lot raunchier.
Could not be further than the truth. Have you got a bit of My Pony
here? Those derps are filled.
This is a good strip song. But for men only to strip to.
Strippers accept Mick Coin. I know that. I've already tried.
All right. You've said it once and you're not going to say that any more times today. Anyway, they split. Boo-hoo. Who cares?
Done. Oh, good.
Okay.
What else?
Zoe Marshall drank her placenta in a smoothie after giving birth. Sorry for anybody who's having a cappuccino or a soy latte right now.
Why would she do
that? Yeah, because...
Why? Why would you eat your own placenta? Was it a trick?
Look,
did someone play a trick on her?
There's some silly women in the world today. I'm going to get lambasted.
Yeah.
All right. They're not silly.
You'd have a placenta martini. That would be the only way you'd take it.
Do you honestly think I would keep my placenta?
Are you eating a placenta? Is that cannibalism?
I don't know.
Why isn't it cannibalism?
It's not flesh.
I reckon there's good nutrients and all sort of good stuff in there. That's what they say.
Guess who's eating a placenta?
I've not eaten a placenta. I've heard that's the reason why they stew them up sometimes.
Do you know what? I went to get into a friend of mine's freezer once because I need some ice cubes for drinks. I said, oh, what's this? Here, you got a couple of steaks in here. I go, no, that's a frozen placenta. I've gone, oh, geez.
Yuck. Look, I don't know.
I wouldn't leave it in my fridge because you know when guys come home and you eat just
about
anything?
You might chop it up for burgers.
Who's eating placenta, Jane?
Well, I told you, Zoe Marshall.
Well, Zoe Marshall's an idiot.
You know, Benji's, don't say that. She's not an idiot. She's Benji's wife and it's their first baby.
Benji's an idiot too.
Oh, God. Yeah, you want to say Benji Marshall's an idiot on air. Don't say that.
All right.
He'll come and get you and I will help him find you.
I'm not happy about the placenta eating.
Well, either am I, but
Get on with it.
She's a young woman and she's got full of nutrients.
She's got too much spare time on her hands.
Okay.
Pop the placenta in the fridge.
Anna Wintour, do you know who she is?
Yep.
Who?
She's pretty hot.
Got no idea,
she's
dude.
Hot.
She has been
She's a model.
No, she's not a model. No, she's not a Victoria's Secret model.
She's slept with Donald
Trump. Shush, and I'll tell you.
She's a porn star.
Shush, she's not a porn star.
All right, well.
She's a very hungry... cranky.
She's a model.
Editor of Vogue. She's the editor of Vogue.
I know her. They made the movie about it.
Made a movie about it.
She's got the big bug eye glasses.
Big glasses and a really bad haircut. Yeah. And she kept her sunglasses on when she sat next to the Queen, and that was the end for me. You couldn't be ruder.
You got a story about her?
She's possibly going to leave Vogue, and that will be huge. Trust me, that's huge.
I can't believe that one slipped by me.
You missed that
Jane, thank you for that. You bought it all. Now, there's a whole heap of people assembled out the front. I can only say... that this is all involving our next special musical guest.
James Rain famously burst onto our TV screens in 1979 singing this song on Countdown with two broken wrists after he was hit by a car. Australian Crawl would go on to become Aussie rock legends with their knack for catchy lyrics.
When we were in fourth form, they used to make us go to what they used to call dancing class. We'd always sit in the paddock outside the school and have a cigarette before we went in because we were so tough. And we used to make a joke before we walked in going, well, the boys light up, off we go.
James has had 19 top 40 hits and sold over a million albums, many of them as a solo artist. Here to perform live, please welcome James Rain.
Oh, we welcome to Kennedy Malloy, the great James Rain.
Meet me down by the jet till landing, where the pontoons bump and spread. All the others read and stand in as the manly ferry cuts its way to Circular Quay. I hear the captain blow his whistle, so long she's been away. I miss our early morning wrestle. Not a very happy way to start my day. She don't like that kind of behavior. She don't like that kind of behavior. Throw down your gun, don't be so reckless. Throw down your gun, don't be so. You like Scott of the Antarctic, base camp too far away. Russian sub beneath the Arctic, Burke and Wills and Camel, initials in the tray. She don't like that kind of behavior. so reckless. Throw down your war guard. Don't be so
Josh Owen on guitar too, ladies and gentlemen.
James Ray and Josh.
Yeah, bang.
Come on in, James.
The Reckless Tour across Australia this October, November and December. Tickets go on sale Monday the 9th of April, 9 a.m. All the details at jamesrain.com.au.
I love this bloke. Man. He comes from my old alma mater. So we've got a lot to talk about. Here he is, James Rain, everybody.
Mick, how are you?
Welcome aboard, mate.
I saw you recently at a concert, and I've said
Ed Sheeran.
Yep.
Your voice has never sounded better. Thank you. That was just unbelievable.
Yeah, even Ed Sheeran said that.
Did he?
Said your voice.
Well, he should
never
say
it. Never sounded
bloody hell, James.
Better. There you were. That song, one of my all-time favourites, immortalised on the Crackerjack soundtrack, of course.
Yes, it was. Thank you for that.
It was,
in fact, very much, my
pleasure. That's how much it means to me. And the whole Australian crawl sound. Mm. Everyone says there aren't many uniquely Australian bands. That sound is seriously like no other.
That's special. Has so much meaning for so many people.
I think it sounded like as we didn't know what we were doing, really.
You were genuinely making it up as you went along.
Making it up as we went along. It was just uncontrolled yelling.
But I remember seeing you at the Davies Bay Yacht Club when I was in about year 7. I think you must have been one of your first ever live gigs with you guys.
Well, you grew up around the same area, you boys, didn't you?
We went to the same school.
Same school.
Oh.
Yes. I was left earlier than Mick did.
I think you were asked to leave, weren't you?
That was another story that my mother hates me to repeating.
And we lived in the same suburb, of course, and the Boys Light Up, the album cover was filmed at Canadian Bay Beach.
That's right.
Which is where I used to go, always hoping that nude chick would be lying there whenever I went
Sally
down
Martin.
There. And Sally, was she just
Sally Martin. No, Sally Martin. Yes, now I remember the name.
Remember Sally? And Sally, she's married Will Bailey. So she's Sally Bailey.
There you go.
Okay. And she's probably listening.
Yes, she is.
When you say that's a long time ago and we were young, did all that, when I have flashbacks to when I'm young, I think, God, I just could do anything. I just had I was so ballsy and felt I wasn't inhibited by anything.
Yeah.
Is that how you felt when you guys were just
doing
what you
felt like
doing?
Well, you didn't think about it, did you? Well, you didn't think about any consequences. You just went, we'll just go and do this.
Yeah.
And you didn't think anything would ever happen from it, and you just thought, well, we just do this.
But you were all better than just a backyard band.
Well, we were,
honestly, I saw plenty, trust me.
We saw plenty too, and we were terrible to start with. We had bands at school and we're terrible.
But how did you get so good?
Because I don't know if we got so good, but we played a lot. We got a lot of gigs, and we used to run our own gigs down on the peninsula, because you could hire the Tyab Hall and you could rent that out.
There were plenty of options floating around.
And people, and all the surfers would come and they'd back their cars up and they could sit in their cars and, you know, smoke bongs.
In their panel vans. How was Countdown?
I realise I can say stuff like that now.
You can.
Been listening to you.
Oh, it's a little bit more adult.
Tell us about the Countdown era. Exciting in those days, because it really seemed there was a great bunch of Aussie bands going through at that time, from In Excess to Aussie Crawl to Flowers, Ice House, Midnight Oil, all that stuff. Was it fun being part of that alma mater at that stage with Australian music?
Well, I don't think anyone really thought about it like that because you do Countdown because it was the ABC, it went everywhere.
Yeah.
And when we started going, there were only four channels. Mm. But you knew the ABC went to the back blocks of absolutely everywhere in the country. But you'd go on there and go, oh, it's Countdown's a bit of a drag. And
You're not the first to say that. It's always shocked me because I grew up watching and go, oh, my, but we all loved
Killed
it.
To be there.
But often with the benefit of hindsight and our memory plays tricks with us and things seem much more glamorous than they actually were.
Of course.
But the best thing was that when you went in, the ABC studios in Dalston, all those dressing rooms down that corridor, you never knew who was going to be on. So you'd meet some great people and you'd end up in other dressing rooms.
Like Adam Ant or someone's dressing room.
Adam Ant, Roger Vadouris.
Roger Vadouris.
I met Roger Vadouris. He's like 3 foot tall. He's not with us anymore.
I know.
But I remember going into certain bands' rooms and most people...
Never coming out.
Seriously. And you could drink and smoke on TV.
See, it was fun.
The good old days.
You're going back on tour. I love it. I've seen you live from the P Hotel onwards for many, many years. You never failed to disappoint me. Where can we see?
James is performing at the Enmore Theatre in Sydney, the Astor in Perth, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide. All the details at jamesrain.com.au.
Do you have a support band at the moment? Because Jane was in a band called Highly Strung.
Oh, my God.
Who were unbelievable. Yes, she was.
Didn't you all do that? You did that cover of all our songs too.
Yeah, it was very complimentary, James.
It was very... Well, I liked my bit. I'm glad I wasn't Little River Band. I was going, thank God I'm not Little River Band. They must be...
Talking to Todd Hunter here.
I played Todd Hunter. That's right. That was Listen, Flattery.
Yeah, I thought mine was very funny.
You were good.
Because all the subtitles went gnocchi.
Well, Jane's got a band, so and I'd like you to hear her.
I don't believe that I would be suitable to support you. We're not good enough. But the other band members are very good.
Support us.
Really? Come on.
James, then I'm up for it. We'll talk later.
Good on you, James. Thanks for swinging by the studio. Thank you. Thank Josh for us, too.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks, audience.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it promises to be a beauty. My coin, Mick Coyne.
I believe
is
the
on
truck's
the way.
Landed.
Armaguard.
This is ridiculous.
They are taking this very seriously.
God, you
they
are
can't
too.
Be tracked. There's a convoy.
Really?
They've got the gloves out. Oh. They'll be coming into this studio with the first minted Mick Coyne.
Well, I'm excited for you. You are like a little boy on Christmas morning.
I'm not a little boy. I'm like a financial genius, like a god, like an economic powerhouse.
Pardon
is what
me.
I am. A little boy. How dare you?
Well, no, that's I quite it. Like that. I'm going to stick with that one. I've got other bits and bobs for you.
You
news
do?
About another, I know, a deal breaker.
I've got a deal breaker. I love that. We're going to take your calls, your tweets. We might even mention Sean Penn's new book, but in the meantime, let's
Three
go.
Three things you may not know about Tom Gleeson. He's the most famous person to come from Gunnedah in New South Wales.
Miranda Kerr, who?
He has a degree in mathematics and physics.
And watch out, Jane, because he was once a drummer in a band, the Fantastic Leslie.
Something you absolutely already know about Tom is he's bloody funny. Whether it's his stand-up...
There's a girl wiggle now. What has this country come to? Wiggling is a f***ing man's job!
Or grilling people like Sophie Monk on Hard Chat.
Would you ever be part of a Bardo reunion?
I'd love to, but it's hard work.
Yeah, you'd have to drive past Centrelink to pick them up, I think.
Please welcome Tom Gleeson.
Wow.
Oh, thank you.
There it is.
That's so you're a drummer, there. Tom?
A little snapshot.
Yeah, I do play drums. I've still got the drum kit set up in my lounge room, but I just I usually play along to old songs I like.
You know Jane has a thing for drummers.
I do, so don't sit too close to me, that's for sure. Have a penchant.
Her favourite drummers, Dave Grohl, drummer from Def Leppard. And Dal Summers.
I got to put you off the scent.
Not in that order.
I play a very small jazz kit and I use very thin sticks. Oh. So that might
you don't
turn
use
you
the brushes, do you? Yeah.
No, I don't use brushes, but I sometimes hold the stick the weird way.
You had me at thin sticks. Hey, Tom, we were just talking when you walked in because James Rain has just played for us and played brilliantly.
James.
And he said that he sees you a lot at the airport.
Yeah, we became good friends when we met on the Great Wall of China.
Oh, jeez. Wow, hang on. Okay, what do you mean? Question without notice.
Who's hanging around the Great Wall of China?
She just bumped into him by accident.
Well, yeah. it was a charity walk for Olivia Newton-John, her foundation at the time, and I met a lot of celebrities there. And James Ray and I, we bonded on the bus because there were a lot of celebrities there. Everyone was in a great mood. But I said to him just quietly, I said, "This bus, there's too much joy on the bus. And I'm worried at any point someone's going to ask me to tell a joke and I don't want to tell a joke." And James said, "You think you got it bad. We're on a bus and they all want me to sing."
So it was a lose-lose.
Did Olivia Newton-John mention me at all?
Oh, wondered where you were. Apparently you didn't turn up.
She was wondering where her husband was, I'm guessing. Had he done a runner by that stage?
Listen, you're not in the good books and now you're triply not on the good books with ONJ.
Well, there you go. It's good to know you had a bit of history. So.
Yeah, it was good to see him again. I was like running into James. Also, I remember James once came onto a show that I was doing on Triple M years ago.
Yeah.
He turned up with Mark Seymour and he didn't get allowed into the building because the receptionist, who was a little bit young, thought that they were tradesmen. She didn't know who they were. Mark Seymour and James Rain thought there were two tradies who'd turn up to do a reno. No, they are two legends of Australian rock.
Mate, well, I did once. I met David Rain. I was working on the door of the 21st Century Dance Club in Frankston, Victoria.
Yeah.
And I was down there working on the door and a guy turned up and it was David Rain. I said, "Sorry, mate, you can't come in. There's no denim tonight." He goes, "But I'm the guest DJ." I go, "Can't help you."
You turned him away.
I did.
I bet you still remember
that. No, he would have forgotten that.
You're doing a show at the moment. You're mid-tour, aren't
you? Yeah, I'm in the middle of
a
tour, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like it, does
you
it?
Are, can I just say this, get this out of the way, one of the best Australian stand-ups going around.
Oh,
you're
thanks,
are genuinely amusing. I've seen him many times. It's bloody funny. Oh. Open class stuff.
And what is your show about this year? Because you do one usually every year and it's a hard thing to sort of get up and running.
Yeah, I mean, I cover a lot of things. I cover the design. I've got this desire to smack my children that I've got. I rip into the church as usual. That's just an annual thing.
Stuff.
I always rip into the church. Yeah. That's my annual event.
Just the feel-good stuff.
Well, some people do Easter, some people do Christmas. I do Comedy Festival, rip into the church as usual.
Good.
Yeah. And also, I've been talking a bit about my newfound ABC fame, which is taxpayer-funded, subsidised fame. Yeah. Doesn't feel right.
Really? Well, of course, because you are host of Hard Quiz, which is seen on the ABC, rates very well, does it very well.
It's a good show.
And it's a good show. And it's I grew up with Mastermind, and you're a little junior to me, but that was one show that I was obsessed with as a child. I thought, oh, these people are geniuses, and if only I could have my subject come up on
Mastermind. Well, I actually did base the show Hard Quiz a bit on Mastermind, similar scenario where you've got an expert subject where people know a lot, they demonstrate their knowledge, but I just rip into them while they try to answer the questions. that's the one twist.
I really love the topics that people choose. Yeah. Can I just read out a few that you've had recently?
Yeah, set the scene.
Benedict Cumberbatch is someone's topic.
Special topic.
Obsession, as it
special
turns out.
Special topic.
Is there a lot there? Have you got a whole show on?
Yeah, well, you only
need... that prolific?
Yeah, you only need five questions in the first round and five in the last round, if they make it, so, you know.
Okay.
So potentially you've got to come up with 10 Benedict...
10 Benedict questions.
The Bangladesh cricket team.
Oh, yeah.
I find that interesting.
Yeah, that was a hipster, that guy. He was. I think the Australian cricket team was too mainstream for him. So it's like he was from, inner city Melbourne. And he wanted an obscure team.
This must have been an older person, Caravaggio, the artist. So that's when you get a little more. And then you've got Sex and the City.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And that would be a little bit more. So, but
you're
my
covering
topics,
a bit of ground here.
Yeah. Okay. Vintage Australian washing machines is another one.
I saw that episode. And
serial killers, that's coming up.
Serial killers. Oh, that's juicy. This is the
Jeffrey
subject
Dahmer
matter that I always said if there was a show, I would think that I could win. But someone's already done it. The Brady Bunch.
Oh, the Brady Bunch.
Oh, my God. Honestly, I used to know what episode of The Brady Bunch it was by looking at the first frame when it opened. Even before Sherwood Schwartz, before that name went up, I knew what episode it was.
We could have done the whole show like that. Wouldn't it have been great? just me, Jane, a VHS.
Scintillating.
I pause it. Who's that?
And then you play it.
Correct.
You're in the
wait up. I have to fast forward a bit. Next one. Pause. What's that one?
And then you play the drums.
On the other hand.
Mick, what would your topic be?
On the other hand, famously interviewed Greg Brady for an entire interview. And called him Greg the entire way through it.
Oh, Barry Williams.
Barry Williams, all right.
Barry.
Barry. Rub it in.
Well, you want people to know who you were talking about.
Well, thanks for coming in today, Greg. I really appreciate it.
What subject would yours be, Nick?
Oh, Zoo Magazine 2004 to 2015. Anything. Ask me anything.
From cover to cover.
Oh, from cover
ridiculous.
To cover.
Ridiculous. Now, Tom, you also were telling us before you've been on a cooking show.
Who's? Which one?
Well, it was...
Well, it's because of the ABC. They wanted me to go on a cooking show, and that's and what you do is you go on the show.
Is that in your comfort zone?
Floyd.
Not really. I just
Remember
went there.
Floyd?
Yeah.
He was the original cooking show, wasn't he?
All you have to do 100 is
100 years ago.
Yeah, you eat lunch and they film it and that's a show now. That's it. That was the show. I thought you're going to pay me to eat lunch. They're like, sure. So I went and did it. I was on with Lisa McCune. The author Kathy Lett, and it was hosted by Sylvia.
You wouldn't have got
Sylvia's
a word
Sylvia's table.
No, well, I must admit, Kathy Lett emptied a whole novel into my ear. And then when I paused, she put another one in.
That's it.
It was rough. I thought I can see why Jeffrey Robinson left you just quietly. How's that for a hypothetical love?
It took him 20 years to do it because he couldn't tell her, because he couldn't get a word in. Finally, when there was a break, he said, I'm leaving you. Thank God that's over.
It's too late for the dump button, isn't it? Okay.
But during the show, the best thing that happened was because the show wasn't great. It had me eating gnocchi in slow motion. Anyway, it was whatever.
Yes.
So during the show, Sylvia, the host, a beautiful Italian woman, she handed a knife.
She's very, very beautiful.
She passed a knife to Lisa McCune and accidentally cut herself while doing it. And blood started shooting out of her hand. She's squeezing it, blood coming out between her fists. Yeah. Lisa McCune went to put it under a tap, did the hot instead of cold, did the wrong way. And I'm not making this up. Sylvia passed out cold. And they edited that out of the show.
Oh, that's a good episode.
That should have been the show.
100%.
Tell me that's not the show.
Tune in tonight, Sylvia goes down.
Yeah, how good would that... Tell me you wouldn't watch a show that celebrity chefs injure themselves in front of B-grade celebrities. That would be a good show, wouldn't it?
I would have liked to see. They can do a release for the airplane viewing for that.
Imagine that, Matt Moran burying his fist into a blender, blowing chunks all over Jimmy Giggle and who.
Jimmy,
can stop it.
Yeah,
Hey, Tom, where's Tom's show?
I like it.
Dave's going to let everybody know one more time.
So, Newcastle Fortuna Spiegeltent this coming week, April 7th, then the Melbourne International Comedy Festival at the Comedy Theatre, Spiegeltent Wollongong, Canberra Theatre Centre, and more, comedy.com.au.
And the show's called Sure Thing. Would you please thank Tom Gleeson?
Kennedy Malloy, Mick Coyne coming up.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It started as a dream.
I'm launching my own cryptocurrency. It's called Mickcoin. You can only use it to buy certain things, like burger rings. Strippers accept it.
Of course.
Two up. It's good for two up.
But it's not a coin. It's not a coin. It's not an actual...
Of course it's a coin.
No, it's not.
I've seen it.
Doesn't exist.
I've pressed it. It's got my face on one side and a dick and balls on the other.
And so the dream was quickly changed from a virtual digital coin to a real world hold-it-in-your-hand coin.
Warren Buffett took one look at Mickcoin and cracked a stiffy. And he's 87.
Did I just hear you say Warren Buffett cracked a stiffy?
Yep. That's an economic indicator.
But Mick was right. Financial markets went in a meltdown over the news of a Mickcoin launch.
The dollar has been surprisingly weak.
I didn't expect this.
People were thinking, holy cow.
And I find it really scary.
And currency traders everywhere were climbing over each other to back it.
Stop paying the barefoot investor here. Put everything you own into Mickcoin.
What could go wrong?
The buzz around Mickcoin was so huge, rival copycat coins began springing up. Including one from Hamish and Andy.
One H&A coin equals one Bitcoin.
So why wouldn't you just get a Bitcoin?
Well, they're volatile.
Here's how Bitcoin works. Do you want one?
No, thanks. No.
Dave, do you want a Bitcoin?
I'd love a Bitcoin. Okay. All right, well, you just lost an H&A coin.
But now, the moment is here. Securely delivered by two guys packing heat from Armaguard. Please be upstanding for the unveiling of the world's best new currency, Mickcoin.
Yes, and as the boys come in to the studio live, we've got two of the lads from Armaguard.
Hello, guys.
How are you? What's your name?
I'm Wesley.
Wesley? Hello, Wesley. How are you? There's a microphone for you. Wesley, can I ask? Hi, boys.
Hello.
How are you? Now, this case here, I've seen this case before.
Where would Mick have seen that?
Well...
At the Brownlow.
At the Brownlow specifically when, you've got very valuable cargo in there, the boats for the evening. Don't tell us the route, but you've travelled obviously from the central bank. of Australia today to deliver this newly minted coin.
That's correct.
I am nervous because the boys are packing heat.
The boys have got guns on.
But I was about to say they've also got guns on.
All right, don't let you might need those guns if Jane gets any closer.
Don't get too close to me,
pull
fellas.
One out.
They're well cut, these boys.
So this was nervous for you. You obviously would have had your wits about you, given that this is like the crown jewels of the new economy, the new world economy.
You are turning yourself up a bit too much, I have to say.
Would you like to open it for me? Can I handle this? Do you need white gloves? What's happening?
Here we go, everybody. He's about to open.
Snap.
Jeez.
All right,
there's Wes. Oh, we need some magic sparkly music.
Look at that, Dave.
That's on.
That's as close as you'll ever get to a Mick coin.
No, right.
Thank you, guys.
Just
a pleasure.
Bounce it on the desk so people can hear it.
Oh, it sounds a bit tinny.
I beg your pardon. Out.
A little bit.
Out.
Hey, you won't get any.
So here it is. Guys, thank you for this. We'll meet you on the other side. This has been great.
Is this the biggest job you've ever done, guys?
I think the Brownlow was a pretty big job.
Yeah, I think this is bigger.
Get out. Yeah, I've had it. All right, you take that with you. I'll leave the Mitcoin with me.
Thank you very much for bringing that in, guys.
Yeah, you've done well.
Much appreciated.
Good luck.
Thank you.
See you later.
Tyson there from Armaguard, now leaving the studio.
They've done a very good job.
That's it.
Here it is.
It's here.
Have a look at it.
You've got it.
So it has on one side my head, and I look like Caesar, and I have a laurel wreath.
According to yourself, you look like
Caesar.
Well,
I do. I look like a Roman senator.
Or you look like Matt Preston with ivy on your head.
Shut up,
which
Jane.
Is not a bad
You're
thing.
You're not taking this seriously, Jane.
I'm sorry.
Yes, well, Matt Preston can mint his own coin if that's how he feels.
Okay. And then on the Tell other us about it.
On the other side.
Yeah.
We have basically a dick and balls that's been covered by a fig leaf because you insisted on the fig leaf.
Well, I did because, for good reason, we had a bit of discussion about this.
You did
honestly,
like it.
If anybody could see us saying whether we could have a dick and balls on a coin, and I'm saying, I don't think that's tasteful.
So
I did ask for a fig leaf.
Yes.
For your modesty.
But if you flip it, it can still come up heads either way.
Can I just say, this is actually, believe it or not, this is a fair dinkum piece.
It's a fair dinkum coin.
And in fact, we have Christine, who was our contact at Apex Investment Castings. Christine, hello, how are you?
Hi, Jane. Good, thank you. I'm Mick.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
I'm thinking this is one of your more unusual coins you've had to produce.
Yes. Well, we don't make a lot of coins for a start, but we're certainly quite individual and unique, yes.
Explain it to us. What's it worth? What's it got in it?
Oh, that's invaluable. It's invaluable because it's got your face on it.
Thank you.
And something on the other side. But it is actually solid.
92.5% sterling silver.
Yes, it is sterling silver and it's gold plated.
Gold plated.
A little bit of colour there.
Weighs about 12 grams?
No, a little bit less than that. It's about 7.5 grams, I think. So.
Well, 100 coins will be produced and we have the mould on standby in case this goes through the roof, which Mick is predicting.
Is he?
Yes, that this is going to go ballistic. What are
your
thoughts?
I could see that myself. I think it'll be highly sought after.
Markets will be in meltdown.
I believe
over the weekend. The Dow, you might have noticed, dropped 500 points overnight. Did you see that?
Yes, but when you said meltdown, they might be melting down your coin because it might be worth more.
Well, it might be. Let me just say, market volatility will be the key feature.
Thank you very much for helping to organise this, Christine. It's something terribly unusual and Mick's thrilled with the result.
Good on you, Christine.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Couldn't thank you enough. We actually did originally go to Hardy Brothers, who are holders of a royal warrant and makers of the Melbourne Cup from the 1980s till 2015. They were approached.
Yeah.
They saw our design and wanted nothing to do with it.
They didn't want that on their CV.
They didn't want to pay it. So, Jane,
yes.
I'm going to give you a unique opportunity. Here's how Mitcoin works. There's 100 minted.
Yep.
And each one I'm going to exchange with someone for goods or stroke services.
No, I'm just getting one.
That they provide.
What do you mean?
Jane, you can bid
it's all yours?
Because it's mine. Careful.
Okay.
It's high finance, Jane. You don't worry your pretty little head about it. This is finance. But what I am giving you is a unique opportunity to bid for the first of 100 coins.
Oh, lucky me.
And if I'm happy with the exchange,
you
get the coin.
I know my way to your heart.
All right, what do you got?
That's through your gob. through your stomach.
What do you got?
All right, how about I cook you a meal?
I'm listening.
Okay. What about
home cooked? Is it
home cooked
at your place?
Yes, at my place.
What night?
Well, what night would you like? Lord,
Thursday through Sunday. anything?
A Friday night? Does that suit you?
Oh, hello.
Bang. Is the bar open beforehand?
Yes.
From what time?
Would you like canapes?
I would like canapes.
All right.
And I'd like two cocktails. You have to make two cocktails on the house.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Negronis?
The Negronis.
Great.
You've done your homework.
I've done my
All right, and what's for dinner?
Well, I thought maybe some slow-cooked Greek lamb with roast potatoes.
All right. All right. Is that, that's for entree?
No, that's main course. Oh, you want entree as well?
I want an entree.
God.
I want my canapes and I want something.
Canapes to you.
All right, whatever. Hey, who's got the coin? I want an entree. Nothing soupy. No soup. I want something proper.
What about fried calamari?
Hello.
Yeah, no, with a bit of lemon.
Hey, Dave, you're not coming. Oh, what are you?
God.
What are you? Hey, how many people? How many people?
Oh, well, not too many. Well,
eight.
Four.
Eight.
Eight.
What about four? And are you sitting at the table or are you just cooking? What are you doing? Now, this is stuff that has to be. Are you just bringing the stuff in and out or are you actually sitting?
No, I'm sitting
Well,
there.
You're not one of the four.
I am one of them.
You and Rob are welcome, but you're not.
I know. All right, and then I was going to do chocolate souffle
yum.
With Jane, ice cream.
Jane,
dessert.
You are the proud owner of the first Mick coin off the rank.
You.
Fiercely negotiated,
oh
by the way.
Oh, my God.
I should point out. We've had
God, that was hard.
Is this to someone else? I'm prepared to give one more away today. I'm not necessarily
really?
Going to do it. But if I don't like what's on offer, I won't do it. But you can call us, 133353.
What, God, they have to work as hard as I do for that.
Hey, just so we're clear, I've written all that down. Thursday through Sunday, two cocktails on arrival.
Yep, smoked salmon blinis and champagne
that's
to start.
Someone standing at the front door with a tray with two different cocktails.
I'll get one of the children then.
Yeah.
They can go to work.
Four people, you not included, but you're welcome to sit if you want to.
Oh, gee, thanks.
And free courses.
All right. Yeah. Well, there you go. The
Thank
first
you very
coin
much.
Has been issued to Jane. What are you prepared to swap for the Mick coin? Mick's ready to take your suggestions right now. Give us a ring.
Come on.
133353. Take your calls after this.
Looking good so far.
Kennedy Malloy.
Thank you.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Mick, I've never seen a reaction like the calls we're getting at the moment.
Sure.
Prepared to swap whatever it takes to get themselves a Mick coin.
And it goes to the highest bidder, which is hard to ascertain sometimes.
It is hard to ascertain because
it's subjective. It's in the eye of the...
And it will have to be discussed with the board, which I've just helped to set up.
So
right now.
What we'll do is we'll go to a song after this.
After the song.
And when we
we'll announce
the winner.
Yeah.
But let's start at the top. Bob, what is it you would like to offer me for a Mick coin?
Mick and Jane, how are you?
Really good.
Yeah,
it's good. Listen, I know it's not an auction, but can we start off with like $100 to start?
Oh, for $100, that's interesting. For one of the 100 coins, sums, that means all my coins are worth totally is $10,000.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I have higher hopes than that.
But I quite like it because it's just bang. He's in there. He's not mucking around, and he's just giving you a hundy bang.
I can say no.
Not into that.
Just checking with David. David, what are you prepared to offer for a Mick coin?
Well, I've got a half bottle of Captain Morgan.
I think I know what happened to the other half. David, I'm interested. Captain Morgan, if it was a Morgan of higher rank, possibly.
I quite like the size. Maybe if it was three quarters full, half bottle of Captain Morgan.
Yeah, it's getting dodgy.
All right,
we'll come back to it. Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Thank you for your call. Ryan, what is it you're prepared to offer or do for my Mick coin?
Mick, how are you going?
Good. What is it?
I'm prepared to get a tattoo of a portrait of you on my body.
Ryan, are you insane?
All right, now we're getting it.
Insane.
Now we're getting interesting. That's interesting. And are you prepared to get the design that's actually on the coin, which is of me looking like a Roman senator wearing a laurel wreath?
If that's what you like, Mick, then that's fine.
Where would you get this said tattoo, Ryan?
Well, where would Mick like it?
Oh,
I would like you to get it from any...
Don't say eyelids.
I didn't find the commentaries. No, look, I've...
Ryan, well, I think we think about that because that's a very big commitment.
Yeah, that's
exactly right.
Yes.
So thank you.
We like your offer,
Ryan. Well, thanks, Ryan. I think that's the type of commitment we're looking for Mick coin.
God, people are keen.
Jason, what have you got for me?
I've got a Kevin Bartlett football card from Richmond.
Ooh, which year?
I think it's 19...
1967, and he still looked like a 60-year-old man.
That would be one of your favourite footballers of all time from Richmond.
And I've also got a couple of others. If I have to chuck them in, I'll chuck them in.
All right, Jason, that's, you've piqued my interest. All thank right. you. Craig, what is it that you have that I might be of interest to me?
Well, mate, I own kittens, and I'm happy to give you a night of kittens you won't forget. Whatever you want, really.
I think we have a winner.
Just one moment, what? Please. Let Why? Me just, not Craig, for all our, for our Craig, national audience.
Stay on the line, Craig.
Can you please explain what kittens is?
Kittens is a gentleman's club, I suppose.
Gentleman's club. I've never been to this club you talk of. Craig, but it sounds fascinating. Sounds fascinating to me. Can I ask, would you accept, would the girls at that club accept the Mitcoin?
If I told them so, they might.
And can I ask, if I wanted to take the girls to Jane's for dinner, are they prepared? Can you swing a couple of cups for dinner at Jane's to come with me?
I think a few of the girls could choose to go to dinner with you at Jane's. Yes.
Hang on the line, Craig.
Oh,
don't go anywhere.
Hang on, I think we got a front runner.
I don't know if it's worth going on, but Jason, hello. What have you got for me, buddy?
Hey, Mickey, Jane and Dangerous Dave. Hey.
Yeah, what is it you'd like to offer?
Well, Craig's the only one that's offered a decent one. All the others are just disappointing. Mickey, I work for myself. I'm a tradesman. I do everything floor tiles to roof tiles, everything in between. So I offer a day's work service. Ooh, so can
that's
fix
good.
Anything in your house, paint, plaster, whatever. And I know a lady who cooks the best chicken pies. So
I'll bring in
a couple of chicken pies for lunch.
Well, hey, I'll tell you. That
sounds better than what you're offering, Jane, in the terms of food.
Hey. Rack off.
Okay.
Jason.
So a hot chicken pie at the end of the day.
And a free day's labouring. That's a lot of
that's
cash.
That's not bad.
That costs a lot of money to have labouring for a day.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Do we need to go?
Yes, we do we need do. To still
gotta go
think
to the board.
About this.
All right, we'll go to the board. We've got to go to the full board who will come back.
We've got a few others coming in decision. Because we might. We've got some others, latecomers.
Stay on the line, Craig. Stay on the line.
We'll find out who gets the coin right after this.
Your new way to drive home.
Mitcoin has been released into the society. It's out.
That's right.
It's available.
And two have been already given out. One to Jane Kennedy.
Yes.
He's having dinner for me for four people. We didn't talk wines. What wines am I?
Well, I was going to do the Sam Neill Two Paddocks Pinot Noir.
This isn't something you've already got. You're not re-gifting.
No, I'm not re-gifting.
I know he's a friend
That's
of yours.
That's very hard to
what
come by.
What are you doing?
Just and a nice...
picking something just out of the
no,
cupboard.
A nice buttery Chardonnay from WA from Margaret River.
Yeah, and?
Is that God, you're fussy.
You can't renege
and
now.
And a red. I was going to get a nice red.
Oh, hello.
Oh.
I've just come from the Hill of Christ, so. No.
Well, that's very expensive.
Well, you've got a Mitcoin.
Well, who's coming to the dinner?
Well, hopefully three strippers. Craig's on the line. Hello, Craig. How are you?
Oh, hey, buddy.
Craig, congratulations. It's of no surprise to anyone that you've taken out the number two coin so far.
Congratulations,
100.
Craig. Thank you.
Craig, I will take you up on your offer of a nice...
I'm even going to make it even better. Mm. I'm actually going to organise for either our bus or our limo to pick you up, whichever one you'd rather.
The kids' bus. The kids' bus.
Stop it.
The bus, I'll pick you up in the bus or the limo. You can
Done.
Craig, you should see his face. Grin from ear to ear. He's doing the big Mickey sign.
Craig, there is a... I should get the armor guard drivers to drop this off on the way home. Yeah, Craig, well played.
Just around the corner.
One of the newly minted coins are coming your way, mate. Oh. I will see you soon to discuss the finer details and possibly whether they are my guest for my dinner for four. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure they are going to be. I don't know if we need...
I know certain people in your household who might be happy about it.
Yeah, hey, sure by the way, we're happy to take bids on Facebook too,
yes.
at Kennedy Malloy.
Yes,
so if you're prepared to, you know, swap something in recognition for the Mitcoin, hit us up on Facebook at Kennedy Malloy.
And we have had some offers on Twitter. Steve Bastoni, actually, a mate of ours, said he's willing to swap one large capricciosa, no anchovies.
No.
Graham Lee says he's happy to trade his dignity. Well, that's already happened every day when I work on
it's
this show,
cheap.
Mate. So that already happens.
Yep.
Half a pack large of burger rings from Mal Unicomb from Facebook,
I'm
he's already
listening.
Said.
That's of interest.
And Nikki Green says, I would have said a bedpan, but you've already got one.
It's not a bedpan, it's a chamber pot, Jane.
Sorry. And Annie says, I'll trade my priceless VHS copy of Shonky Golf with Mick Malloy.
Jeez.
What must that be worth?
Well, it is. It's up there.
Not much.
Just in Masters Week it is.
Hey, Mickey, you're on the telly tonight.
I am on tonight.
You're on
thank
front
you for
bar.
Reminding me. I'm leaving here right now. I'm driving to the studio
because Front Bar are doing a Commonwealth Games Gold Coast special tonight. All it's going to be fun. 8:30 National, Channel 7. Check get on board. Out. It's going to go Cocoa Bananas.
Hey, thanks to James Rain and Tom Gleeson for swinging by. Lawrence Mooney and V8 Supercar Bathurst winner Dave Reynolds tomorrow on Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.